Alaska's opposing gubernatorial team squared off in a forum sponsored by the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce yesterday. Incumbent Republican Sean Parnell and Lieutenant Governor candidate Mead Treadwell and the Democratic team of Ethan Berkowitz and Diane Benson took turns responding to business-related questions that spanned from resource development to education. Treadwell said a Parnell administration will make the state more attractive to business.
Alaska will be more competitive because we will have a competitive oil tax, gas tax, leasing, regulatory, workforce development system that attracts investment globally and keeps that pipeline flowing.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate Diane Benson said she and Berkowitz have initiatives to jumpstart business, from corporate income tax cuts to a proposal that lets Alaskans invest a portion of their permanent fund in a gas pipeline.
Our ownership stake plan so that people can own a piece of the pipe. Why we're standing up for small businesses so that it can be a business-friendly environment with a tax reduction and the elimination of taxes for those under $90,000.
Berkowitz, a former Democratic leader in the state House, tried to cast himself as more than a party-line politician.
I've stood up to my party on ACEs and AGEA. I've stood up to my party on ANWR, and I'm going to continue to stand up for Alaska every chance I get. So on November 5th, you can have confidence that we're going to move forward in this state. We're going to do it based on common sense. We're not going to do it based on party affiliation.
The gubernatorial teams both stress the importance of stemming the decline of oil production. Parnell said that means being tough on some fronts and compromising on others.
We have to be willing to create a tax regime that is competitive. We have to have a regulatory regime that is clear and consistent. You have to have a team that is willing to stand up to the federal government, not capitulate and coordinate and cooperate all the time with them.
Parnell said he's open to several options for revamping the oil tax.
Maybe we need to think about, once again, going back to that third, where oil companies take a third, state takes a third, and federal government takes a third. At the high oil prices, that kind of a ratio doesn't exist anymore. I think we can make the North Slope more competitive. I've talked to the companies and said, let's give me those ideas on how to do it. Let's figure out if progressivity at those higher rates needs to be tweaked. Let's talk about an infill drilling credit. Let's figure out whether heavy oil is technically challenged so much that we need to do something there. So bottom line is it's about creating a climate for investment, creating those jobs for Alaskans on the North Slope through a more competitive tax regime.
Berkowitz agreed oil taxation needs overhaul, but said a single system like the current ACES tax doesn't foster development of all oil fields.
What I've proposed doing is going to a field-by-field or a project-by-project agreement where you can accommodate the individual economics of a field, of a project, in a way that that creates the appropriate incentives and allows for us to customize the approach instead of going to the one-size-fits-all that's been a problem.
The candidates also answered questions about developing Alaska through education. Both expressed strong support for the University of Alaska, but offered different visions for achieving success. Parnell heralded the new incentive-based scholarship program. Parnell said similar scholarship programs have improved student performance in 20-plus other states. Berkowitz addressed the educational approach, saying the focus needs to shift away from standardization and move toward teaching kids to think critically and help them stay in school until graduation.